From three men in a tub to one man in a sub, shaped like a great white shark. Remember the Greek soldiers hiding in a hollow wooden horse to fool their enemies during the Trojan War? Well, now, the team of underwater explorer Fabien Cousteau, grandson of Jacques, has invented another decoy, a shark submarine, aptly named Troy. Concealed in Troy, Fabien Cousteau spent hundreds of hours swimming with and filming great whites for an upcoming documentary called Mind of a Demon. He joins us now from our New York bureau. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much.
You tagged along with your grandfather and father on many undersea adventures. Where did the idea for actually making your submarine shaped like a shark come from?
Childhood fantasy. I'd grown up in both France and the United States, and in Europe there's a comic book called Tintin, or Tintin. And one of the episodes is Le Trésor de Rackham le Rouge, or in English, Red Rackham's Treasure, in which, on the front cover, as a matter of fact, there's a shark-shaped submersible where Tintin and his dog are in. And I thought that was a fantastic idea back when I was 7, 8 years old. And I remembered that from back then and actually dug up the comic book. And that's what spurred it on.
Was it difficult trying to create a Trojan horse for the ocean?
Extremely. I also wanted it to be as realistic as possible. So as far as it being a rigid sub, it just didn't make that feasible. So we went to a wet submersible, which gave us the possibility of articulation, or in this case, fish-like propulsion, meaning that the shark submersible moves forward in a fish-like fashion by beating its tail.
Now, when you say wet submersible, this means that unlike like a submarine that we think of, say, in the Navy or something, where people are walking around in a dry environment, you're actually in water inside of this shark vehicle.
Correct. I'm lying on my stomach, basically, and propped up on my elbows. I have about 80 pounds of rebreather on my back.
How do you see out? Are you looking out the eyes or the mouth or something?
I'm actually looking through two 2.5-inch monitors that are in front of me, which also serve as the monitors to the cameras that are recording.
Do you think the sharks were actually fooled into thinking that you were one of them?
I can only hope. The signs point to yes enough that they seem to act very similarly to Troy as when they do amongst themselves. And that's in a very cautious way. I actually had a very hard time swimming up close enough to these animals to film them. And the reason for that is basically they don't take unnecessary risks. And one of them would be to infringe on another one's territory. Now, that said, we were able to get some footage of a juvenile white shark, female white shark, about 9 feet long, that did violate that protocol and was going into the territorial area of a 14 or 15 foot female adult. Well, the female adult then chased the juvenile off by tagging her in the gill section with the gaping mouth and pushed her away that way, but never bit down. And that was fascinating. Just in that 5 seconds of footage, it tells you a lot about this animal that thinks beyond just this mindless killing machine. It realizes that killing a juvenile female of the same species is basically terminating your longevity as a species.
How close did they come to you?
When Troy was moving, I got within, about 20, 30 feet at best. When I decided to stop moving and just hover there for a bit, the animals would come in a little bit closer and get more curious. They wouldn't come in aggressively. They would come in a very shy, curious fashion. So yeah, there were times where they got relatively close, probably 10, 15 feet away. My hope was that Troy would be sexy enough that maybe an adult male might find some sort of liking to her. And we did not go quite that far.
So you think people are misinformed about sharks, that they're afraid of sharks and think, in particular, the great white is this evil creature. Did you see or learn anything in your visits with these sharks that can help change that mindset?
I think so. Up to now, the way you bring sharks or white sharks in is typically you throw in some chum or some tuna or whatever, and these animals have the singular notion that they're coming in to feed. Well, that's fine, but that said, we have footage in the documentary that shows how relatively placid they are, how relatively shy they are, and how different they are from the animals that are portrayed in your day-to-day big screen fiction movies. And although I'm all for fiction, we have to realize that that's exactly what it is.
Fabian Cousteau's upcoming CBS documentary is Mind of a Demon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.